Joe, November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, listening.
On a frequency. Yeah, but I'm not sure.
N4DTY mobile.
DTY and N4ZLK. Oh, forgot my own call there. How you doing, Daniel?
Did they hit it back from Columbia?
In here long. I'm about to make another stop. Just wanted to say hello again.
Thanks for responding back. Just was kind of trying to see how far all 26 before I actually got somebody.
Hey, you, is this Caesar's head?
KB2HXS.
Is this a Caesar's head repeater for Greenville?
That is correct, sir. This is a Caesar's head repeater.
Okay. KG4KU, you're making the door flashable good and clear. Thank you.
Anyway, Daniel, and recognize, I think it's David in there, KB2HXS, and thank you for saying that a little bit slower, and I had to give you a hard time about that. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to turn it over to Daniel, N4ZLK.
Thanks for hopping on for a second. Hope you're having a good day. 7-3.
23, where you at?
KB2HXS Mobile. I gotta talk slow up here, I know, I'm sorry. Hey, Daniel.
It's Dave, right?
Yes, sir.
How's it going today?
I'm wondering, I got my D850 in the mail yesterday.
No way! You did buy an 850?
I did. And let me tell you what. Wow! What a step up from the 750.
I told you, it's an amazing camera. I loved mine. It was hard to get rid of, but I tell you what, you're going to like that 850. And also, if you ever want to do any type of video, you can actually do, it does decent video on the 850, where the 750 doesn't do video.
Video guy. Not really. But see, now I got a pair. I got the D500 is going to become my backup. I got a third-party battery grip coming today or tomorrow, should be at the house. I already got the D18 battery, the EN, what's it, the ENEL18 battery at the house waiting. So I'll be pretty good. Now I just need to get another mount. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of it. Back to you, Daniel, KB2HXS.
Spider mount port, how are you doing the harness?
Yeah, but I have a tripod, but I want to get a gimbal. I want to get a gimbal mount.
I love language. So, what gimbals are you looking at?
About the Gitzo. I'm going to get the Benro, it's the H5C, I think it is, the blue one.
Gimbal or a fluid head for the tripod?
Oh, a gimbal mount for the tripod. I got a big ball mount for the tripod. Yep, the Benro.
Heard about it. I haven't personally used it, so I don't have a pony in the race there. But I've heard definitely some mixed reviews. But have you tried renting it yet?
No, but that's an excellent idea. I didn't even think about that. Duh. I know. I'll never buy anything like, you know, like the newer or the newer stuff, whatever the heck they call it, because the bearings and the bushings on those things are just terrible. The Benro is, from what I'm reading, is pretty highly rated. I mean, the Gitzo is, that's like big bucks. And I don't need to be spending that kind of money.
KI4DTY. I use the Ronin RS2.
RS2, I have to look that one up.
Beginning of last year it came out, and I probably bought it in May after it had been out for a little while. People had road tested it. I'm big on renting if I can, and I had rented its little brother and absolutely loved it, so I opted to buy the newer version just because it had a little bit, it was lighter weight, a little bit better specs on the motors and all that stuff, and so I went with it, and I loved it. I think I paid it right at $1,000.
Yeah, the Benro is just about $400. It kind of jumps up and down on Amazon, so I got to be careful what I buy. But it's right around $390, I think it is.
A warning. I am not... hang on one second. Amazon guy when it comes to buying stuff like that, just because you don't ever know if you're getting the real product or not. So just be cautious.
Oh, believe me, I am. I look for the Prime symbol and the free returns. You know, no, I'm well aware of that. I may take a run up to Spartan Photo next week and see what they got kicking around in the used pile.
With the gimbals, buying those used, is it if somebody didn't balance it properly and was still working the motors really heavy, it could have worn out the motors prematurely. So just be careful of that.
Oh, no, no, no. This isn't motorized. No, no, no. I'm not talking a motorized gimbal. No, no. Non-motorized.
I'll look that up because I'm not sure which model you're talking about, but I'll have to look that up.
Okay. Okay, sounds good, Daniel. Listen, I'm pulling into the driveway here. I'm going to run in and decompress from today's job. And you have a great day. And we will catch you later. And I forget your calls. Is it N4DIY? Is that what it is?
The 4 Delta Tango Yankee. KI4DTY. And, yeah, I'd be interested in knowing how you do with the new 850 and with the gimbal system. So, yeah, keep me posted.
Oh, will do. Will do. All right, my friend. Have a good afternoon. KB2HXS is out of here.
7-3, Dave. Have a great day. I on monitoring.
Hi, W4DJW Mobile.
KO4HKX Mobile.
Hey, Patrick. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing good. Just finished up for the day.
Patrick and Daniel, I just wanted to throw out there, if you find out from David what a non-motorized gimbal was good for, let me know.
I'm going to have to look it up because I don't really know if I recall a non-motorized gimbal. I use the motorized gimbals all the time.
I'm still here.
Motorized gimbal good for? What is it, the damper or something?
Well, the bearings are very fluid on it, and you can set it where when you balance your camera, it'll stay where you put it. And it's really good for if you're doing like if you're birding or if you're doing a photography on wildlife and things like that. This way, you don't miss a shot. It's a little more stable than a ball head.
Talking about now. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I have not used one of those before. I haven't really had a need for it, but I know what you're talking about now.
I can see there's a benefit to that you move it and it stays where you put it. You don't have, it's not like those flexible arms that you push it there, but when you let go, it springs back.
That's correct. That's correct. Gentlemen, I'm gonna run into the house. You have a great day. Thank you, guys. AB2HXS.
Yeah.
What y'all are doing today?
I'm Columbia now. I just got on 385 probably 10 minutes ago off of 26.
Yeah, you're pretty solid in there for it being that far south.
High power. I just passed Clinton, so I'm not too far out.
I know the repeater goes down that way pretty good because every now and then, Billy, that runs a K90H repeater, he used to call in from Columbia, and it was really good every now and then. Not always, but so yeah, there's a path down through there. Looks like you're on a good day for propagation.
There's almost a good way down when I'm going to the Michelin test track.
Is it for you consistently good down there, Patrick?
You usually pick it up.
Are you? I was asking Patrick if it was consistently good for him when he goes down there.
It's okay. There's dips in the road there once I get on 34. Then I'll lose it, and I can't fall unless I'm on one of the high points.
Distance was good only when propagation was good. I didn't realize you could use it with a little bit of consistency. Anyway, W4DJ, I can go back to monitoring.
Hey, I'm going to be on the side for 1 second.
I'll be hanging around. I'm just motoring my way up the hill now.
Edmund Gerald GR mode.
How are you and Miss Bernice doing this afternoon?
Oh, we'd be doing fine. We're just heading over. We got sort of volunteered to pick up the grandkids again over at the school. I wasn't expecting that. We was doing yard work, but we was kind of tired anyways. So it was a good time to take a rest and go get the boys.
It's not like being voluntold to go do something, is it?
Well, I think it's because the other grandma lost her husband, and she's got company down here now, and so they're volunteering us to take care of what Carol used to do, and I'm not a big fan of driving in a lot of traffic, but I can do it, but I won't say that I enjoy it too much, and you know how it is around school time. And good afternoon, Dave, and anybody else out there. Go ahead.
I'm just listening. I got to be in and out of the car a lot, so instead of checking in and checking out, I'm just going into monitor mode.
QRX, I think it is. I don't use any of those Q signals, but just a few, QSL and such. Well, anyways, Dave, good to hear you. Oh, Bernice has been weed-eating, and I just mowed the lawn yesterday. Looks like a golf course. Really nice. And then I've been tending the chickens, and I went out and sprayed a little bifenthrin around for the varmints, bugs around the tin barn and around the house. It's a real good bug repellent, and it's the same thing that people that go out and do that use. And it works quite effectively, and it's pretty safe. You only use 1 ounce per gallon. It's called bifenthrin or Talstar. You can get it anywhere. But it's done us real good. And if you put it around your foundation, it might keep the termites away. Who knows? It'll even kill them. There's your tip of the day. Anyways, go ahead, Patrick. This is N0TR.
N4DJ safe.
N4DTY.
Skags to sync up with the repeater. Sounds like you've been pretty busy today, Tom and Miss Bernice. Hey, Jerry. Hey, Daniel.
Far too gestures to suit me. That sounds like a lot of work. I've had to make a little trip into Arnold this morning to get some blood work done and hear about that tomorrow, I guess, good or bad. But it sounds like you guys are having busy afternoons. It sure is nice here now. Go ahead to hear it. Pick it up, pick it up.
I'll hop out of the car before for a quick one.
I just need a second. Hey, if I give you my number, I haven't heard that Johnny guy on the radio. It's about the LCD, and I'm trying to really find this piece of equipment. If I give you my number, would you mind sharing it with him? And if he feels good, text me or whatever he can.
Real quick right now, I'll pull it up on my phone and dial it in and call you to make sure I got the right one, and then I'll transfer that to him.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. Tell me when you're ready for my number.
Ready to copy.
6-4-3-8-6-5-7-2-7.
It'll be ringing about now. Okay, I'll give him this number. I'm going to jump out of the car. I'll be right back in a little bit. 74-DJW.
All right, go back to you, Patrick.
What have you been up to today?
get my blood drawn this morning. We headed over to Bowman and got a bite to eat a little diner thing over there. It didn't, especially pretty good, but it was just so-so. It was one of those things I'd heard about, decided to try it while we were in the area, but it didn't pan out as well as I expected. I know you're busy today, and Tom sounds like he's been really busy too. But I've been kind of nefarious. I really hadn't done much.
Steady today, but business overall has been slow on Tuesdays for the last couple of weeks. I'm on my way up the mountain now.
Contributed to Brandon. I bought 4 gallons of gas, put in the lawnmower gas. That was $14, and then another $29.95 went into the truck. So I did my part for the day, Patrick. I know you feel sorry for me having to run that good old expensive diesel. shoot, so who's next? Go ahead and pick it up. This is NZLTR.
4IOX. Name's Leon. Patrick Stiller.
I am still here.
Yeah, I'm 385 heading towards 46. What are you driving?
I'm 25 heading north, and I'm driving a Matco tool truck.
But you're on 385.
That would be Daniel, KI4DTY.
85.
Is there Daniel? Are you still there?
Couldn't hear.
Yes, I was supposed to be talking today. I'm sorry, Patrick. My name's Leon, Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray. Call.
I'm over here. I'm just crossing over Woodruff Road.
Over there all today. I drive a tractor trailer in my spare time. Run down to Anderson and come back. So.
My brother just started his own business last year, and he's driving a semi. He started his own company. He's driving a semi now.
Well,
I met you just a little while ago. I think you're driving a white cab with a white box or a white trailer.
That's what I drive, a white cab. I drive for a company called Enoch.
You're way down in the noise. A lot of scratch.
Daniel, I'm still here. Tom's still here, and Jerry's still here.
Thanks.
I am right here on 25 in Traveler's Rest.
Let's follow up a little bit. That's fine.
Hello, it's Patrick.
Okay, Ram, but it's out on the white pickup truck. That door's Charleston, and my work truck that I drive Mondays and Tuesdays is a freight liner with a white trailer in the back, older one.
Definitely the lifeline of our country right now.
A lot of stuff would be a lot of freight to be moved, that's for sure.
Thanks for your work and for putting up with half these crazy drivers out there. Like I said, I just came back from Columbia. That was a nightmare.
Have you been all over down to the 35 yet?
Shady's part over here. I may have to step off to the side for a second, guys. Y'all go ahead and take it up.
Talking to you, fellas. I'll be listening. 84 IOX.
Flex and 0TR. My name's Tom. I'm up here in Greer, South Carolina. So, Jerry, I wouldn't say I was industrious. I'd say it's lots of ibuprofen and hard-headedness. I didn't get done what I wanted to get done. I'm kind of thinking about putting up a 160-meter antenna with a counterpoise on it. And I was looking at the logistics of that. Go ahead, Jerry.
Gonna do it like an inverted L or something like that, or you talking about wire antenna or a vertical?
A tower and a 160-meter beam. No, I'm gonna put up an inverted L with a folded counterpoise. You ever hear such thing? I had never heard of it. Well, I had too, but I'd never seen it. And Bill sent me some diagrams, and Bob sent me a whole lot of diagrams and explained things from up in Hendersonville, ND7J. And it really don't look too hard to make. It's just the logistics of getting the coax out to it. It's quite a ways from the house.
Well, it wouldn't be a lot of loss at that frequency, but you got a lot of property. You got the room to put it. Most people probably don't have that kind of room to put up. I guess that's what, like I said, would that be an infed, or how would you do that?
I just have to show it to you, but a lot of them use plastic pipes, three of them. Anyways, I'm going to use 3 4x4s that are 12 feet tall, and they'll be 66 feet apart all together. And you go back and forth, and that goes to one side of an isolation transformer, and then up to the inverted L. And the higher you get straight up, the better off you are. And I think it turns out to be about 174 feet. My Carolina Wyndham's 265 feet, so that's not bad, Jerry. And you can make it out of copper-clad steel, which is cheap compared to all of it. And that I'm going to have to look at, because that'd be a bear to handle. But it is an interesting concept anyways, and I'm hoping it'll be a little better in the direction toward Europe than I want. 160 is a terrible band overall, as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll just order it from them. It's about, $100, and
I'll go at it slowly. It'll take me a while. But I've been kind of reconnoitering out there in the backyard where I can put it and if I need to take out a tree or not. I don't want to do that unless I can get Chad down there to cut it down or something. And I think I can get around that.
Daniel's still in there and wants to get in.
No, I'm in the shadow of Paris Mounts. I don't know if you really can hear me that well. I'll still be on the side listening.
Solid in there, but okay.
Understand what you're saying now. I wasn't real sure how that was going to be handled. So that's just the isolation. It's going to be a regular transformer then. So I understand, but it is going to have a counterpoise. So.
If you can just think of 3 4x4s and they're 33 feet apart and you run the wires back and forth through those and then over to this isolation transformer and then the other side of the isolation transformer goes up to the inverted L. I'm playing. I'm no, you know, aficionado of antennas. I just, do them as I'm told or look them up or I don't design them like Ariel.
Yeah, I would imagine is having that counterpoise just changes the radiation angle, I imagine.
Jerry. Here listening, trying to picture this antenna weave through those 4x4s and an inverted L up there. That's going to take up quite a bit of room, it sounds like.
But I'm orienting it, Patrick. You know, I'm old, but I'm smart enough not to put it in front of the target range. I don't want to shoot the wires off.
How high up does that have to be?
Well, it's 12 foot, and then you come down to the 10 foot level, and then you space those wires. I think it's 4 inches apart. Now, I'm just getting into this, so if anybody hears me say wrong, whether what, they can correct me. From what I read, they're 4 inches apart, and they just weave back and forth. And you do, they say you can go to Dollar Store and get a cutting board, and you can halfway between those 4x4s, which are 33 feet apart, you can put these in there for insulators, kind of to keep the wires separate. I thought about maybe putting turnbuckles in there. That way you could really pull them up taut. And they use that real cheap copper clad wire. It's 22 cents a foot, I think, for the whole thing if you want. I prefer that silky wire like Bill told me about, and it's got an insulation on it, but I'm sure it's probably a lot more money. But if you've ever handled mechanics wire or baling wire or anything like that, you know how it kind of coils up on itself? Bob said this is a real booger to try to handle. Go ahead, Jerry, or anybody else wants to pick it up.
Would the turnbuckles being metal throw it off at all?
Well, you'd have to have an insulator in there. Of course, you couldn't you don't want to go on the ground or anything like that. I have to think about that, how I was going to do it, but I just thought if you had something like that, you could tighten it up. I don't know if it's possible or not, and I don't really know if it detune it.
Yeah. Only there for a second, but time just get somebody that knows how to string fence. Is that loan you one of those fence? Loan you some string up by bar like we used to use. That steel's got to be tough. I'd hate working with that stuff. It's heavy too, though, I guess. But I don't get to be a problem at that height, though, but it'd be tough to manage, though. Take a lot of strength to turn everything and get it unkinked. But just get your tractor out there and just like you make it, you know, stringing by wire, I guess.
Well, you know, Bob said he renamed that wire 4 or 5 times, but he couldn't repeat it over the radio when they put one up at K4RM's house up on the mountain. so I got a feeling if I can avoid working with that stuff, I'll pay a little more to not have to. I know how it is when these wires try to coil up. You can use the THHN or machine tool wire or something like that. Actually, I probably got enough wire out there to do that. Well, I know I do because there's 500 foot on the spool, and those are 66 feet times 5, should be 30, 33, 300 and some feet. Yeah, I could do that. But, I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it out there. That's what I was thinking about today. And watching Bernice weed eat, it just wore me out, Jerry. Go ahead, Patrick, in 0TR.
I can tell you from experience dealing with mechanics wire, you're going to have fun trying to get that stuff straightened out. And you're going to need to wear gloves because you'll be cut all to pieces. But, gentlemen, I am approaching the state line, so I'm going to go ahead and clear out. And good talking to y'all this afternoon. Y'all be careful and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Nice to hear you this afternoon, and Daniel and everybody else out there. I don't know if Leroy's still there or not. I think he signed, but he sure jumped back in there. I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but we did. And for DJC to take it in 0TR.
Patrick, yeah, good afternoon. Stay safe out there. Good talking to you. I'm going to give this thing a break, see if Daniel or Lynn's still in there.
732, I'm about to get to my destination. But it was great talking to you guys. Thanks for the cue, though.
I hear you. Oh, and here comes the grandson over there. Patrick, was you... Did Patrick sign off? I don't know. Did you sign off, Patrick?
Still listening for a little bit. I'll lose you here. I didn't want to not be able to sign off.
Oh, good. We can talk about him then, Jerry. Just kidding. 73's Patrick. This is 0TR. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm going to have to look up that inverted L that you're talking about, see what it looks like. That thing is, sounds like that thing might be a monster, but I guess if you want that 160, that fish up at DXCC and 160, you have to have something like that, I guess. Either that or call yourself a new DX entity and let them call you.
Well, Jerry, it can get expensive enough, anything you do, but, they don't give away those treated 4x4s, but the wire was, I think Bob said it was 22 cents a foot or something, and then that isolation transformer was about $100, so I got the coax, I think, I just don't know if it's long enough, and I got an antenna switch out there, so I just got to run over to the antenna switch. And once I get her there, well, got her made. And I had a flagpole for a long time that I never did put up. And I was going to put a Confederate flag up on it because I enjoyed moving down here and being here. But, I don't think that's such a good politically correct thing nowadays. So I'm going to use it to hold the coax up out in the backyard. I might even put a windsock up. Hey, go ahead.
I don't know who you're talking to. I just heard you talking when I jumped in the vehicle here. I've got to run a couple errands. How are you and Miss Bernice doing today?
Go ahead, Bernice. Say it.
Fine, Gary.
And here's my grandson, Isaac. How you doing, Isaac?
I'm doing good.
Isaac, you enjoy doing today. I just picked up the grandson down here. Got a go to the right, Isaac. And so I'm getting out in traffic, guys. I'm not going to be able to stay too long. We're just talking about 160-meter. It's an inverted L with a folded counterpoise, Gary.
It's Bernice, Mr. Isaac. That's great, Tom. I was thinking about putting up me another wire for 160 meters, but I was thinking about the Skywire. It's 530-something feet long.
Wow. That's a long one. Well, mine's 265 feet, and that's a monster. But Yeah, it's kind of, I think the lobes are not quite as oriented towards Europe as I want. It's 038 degrees over towards Europe. So this one's going to go from the house straight out back, you know, where my super loop's at. And the other one goes more or less, oh, I'd say it's a little bit northeast, but mostly north and south. But it's not a hard antenna to make. And Bill's N4IQ sent me plans, and so did Bob. And it don't take up a lot of room. The counterpoise takes up more room than anything. There's three posts 33 feet apart.
You have to send me the plans for that one. I may put it up instead of that sky wire. Probably save me some money and wire. I don't know. I think I told you I built me an N-Fed 8010. It's I wound a 49-to-1 baling to go on it. Or I guess it's just a, they call it a baling or un-un or something of that nature. But it's 134 feet long, but I went out 64 feet, something like that, and put an insulator in between the wire and put a 500 picofarad capacitor across the insulator, which isolates the 80 meter from the 40 meter and the rest of it.
Well, one of these plans mentioned a 500 picofarad capacitor in series. I would have thought that would have fried it. That'd just been a little bitty ceramic disc, wouldn't it?
It is a little bitty ceramic disc, and it haven't had any problems with it whatsoever. There's also a, when you wind the baling, it's on three toroidal quarters, which are, oh, I guess 2 inches or so in diameter. I ordered those from Mauser, and then I've got the wire and everything, but you put one of those 500 picofarad capacitors inside there, going from the ground side of your coax over to the ground, and it works real well. Don't even have to use a tuner with it. I was surprised.
Well, I'll have to put an antenna analyzer on this, but oh, it sounds interesting. It's just got those three posts. And there's, Bob used 4x4s, but you can use plastic pipe. And you just, they're 33 feet apart, so I guess that's your ground plane. And you just run them back and forth through there at 4-inch intervals, and then over to this line isolator, or not line isolator, it's an isolation transformer from Wire Designs, or Ballon Design. And so I'm going to order that. So your big expense there would probably be the 4x4s, and then the isolation transformer, and it's not a Ballon. It's made specifically for this type of antenna, and it's about $100. And then you just run up the tree as high a tree as you can find, and then make your L just so it's within the wavelength. I think it comes 174 feet for the 3/8 wave, Gary. And that's the size of it. But Jerry's still in there. Let him take it and then pass it back over. And I won't be here too much longer. Got to visit with the grandson and pick the other grandson up. This sends your OTR. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Gary. Hope you're doing well. I'm going to do an infed myself to do something like QRP route, but I'll have to use those smaller toroids that for 10 watts, I don't have to worry about. Those smaller, I don't have to worry about saturating them no more than I'll be running on that rig. But I've not heard about the one that uses the picofarad in it. That's something. Would that be considered like a linked, or I mean, what's the correct term for that?
I don't really know what the correct term is for it. Like I said, I put up in the 164 feet of wire, I went out about 65 feet or so. I'd have to look at the plans again and put an insulator, and then I put the 500 picofarad capacitor in series across it, and that isolates the 80 meter from the 40 meter, and that way you don't have I guess it does its thing. I don't know, but it seems to work real well. If you want me to, I'll send you the plans for that.
I'll have to check on those and see what I say. Those things where they had these like alligator clips to couple the 40 and the 80 and that sort of thing. But I had seen the one that had the capacitor in. That's really interesting. I mean, resistor in, I guess, yeah. Whatever you said, I can't remember now, but I just had seen one like that and not familiar with that at all.
From the internet, Gary, if you don't get it, I'll sure send you the plans. It's a 160 meter inverted L with FCP, or folding counterpoise.
Well, I'd appreciate that, and like I said, I put these plans, I got these plans from Steve, WA5KSC, and built mine. And my 160 super loop will tune 160, but it's not very efficient. I lose a whole bunch going through the tuner. And but it's a manual tuner. I don't know if automatic tuner would tune it. Probably would not, but the manual tuner does. And but it's not very efficient, and I want to put me up something that's a little more efficient on 160.
NGRL-TR. Well, I think it's K2AV. I'll get that and I'll send it to you. He's the one that designed it, Gary, Kilowatt 2 Alpha Victor. And Bob and Fred and them put one up at their contest station up there on the mountain. So if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
Hey, I was making a couple of turns. I've arrived here at the place. I got to jump out and go in. But I always enjoy talking antennas and stuff. You learn a lot, and you might run across something you want to try. But y'all have a great afternoon, Jerry. Good hearing you in there, and I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73 to the group, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, hope you have a good afternoon. Stay safe out there.
And just let me know or call me, and I'll get you what you need. I'm sure it was K2 Alpha Victor that designed that. But I'll double-check when I get home. 73's. And Jerry, we've just about arrived where I get the other grandson, and it's a little more heavy traffic, so I better clear out of here. Great talking to you, and you have a good day, my friend. N4DJC, N0TR, clear.
I'm in Bernice, too. Didn't mean to leave you out, Bernice. But you guys have a great afternoon. Sure does look nice out here now. It's warmed up very nicely. Have a great day. Talk to you later. N0TR, N4DJC, clear.
N4DJC, mobile. N4DJC, mobile.
This is KE0UUX, listening from Mount Tuscan.
My station has just called. Can you repeat, please?
Yes, this is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray from Mount Piscataway, North Carolina. Just listening here. We just moved down here from New York for the season.
Welcome to the North Carolina, South Carolina border, sir. Yeah, New York seems, it looks like a beautiful place. I've never been there. My name is Chandler, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, and my call is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Very nice to meet you, sir. What part of New York are you from?
Yeah, it's nice to meet you as well. I'm from upstate New York, Rochester, closer to Niagara Falls than New York City.
Okay, cool. I was hoping you'd say Manhattan, but I'll give you a break on that.
People think that when we say New York, we think we're from the city, but, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful place, you know, with the Adirondack Mountains and the Finger Lakes and Niagara Falls, just so many diverse areas up there.
In this area so far.
Enjoying a lot. This is our second time working in North Carolina. We just, my partner and I here, we usually take seasonal jobs across the country, and we decided to come back up here and work again and do some hiking and backpacking around the area.
Okay.
W4DJW.
Go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, I was up there at Mount Pisgah Inn a couple of days ago and saw two ham radio operators backpacking up there. You wouldn't happen to be one of those two, would you?
That's a negative. No, my partner and I, we saw somebody with a handheld portable antenna we were going to stop, but we weren't sure whether they were ham radio operators or they were boating.
Okay, I was just one lookout point before you get to Mount Pisgah going north. And I was one behind it going south. And there was two guys that walked up with backpacks on. And they asked me what I was doing. And I explained to them what I was doing. And they said, I asked them at first, you know what a ham radio operator is? And they said, yeah, we're both ham radio operators. that took me back a little bit. I thought you might have been one of them. Anyway, was your call sign Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform X-Ray?
That's correct. I got my call sign when I was living out in Minnesota. Yeah, we were going to stop and see you, but we weren't sure whether you were doing ham radio or not. So we were looking for ham radio operators because I know it's really good signal up here around 5,000 feet. I mean, we're hitting South Carolina with no problem.
Yeah, that's correct. That's a really, really nice lookout place that you got there. My wife and I talked about staying there overnight because it's so beautiful. You can see so far on a good day, on a good clear day. But are you on a handheld or what kind of radio are you talking on? You sound really good from up there.
I'm on my Yaesu FT-60, and I have a modified antenna here, different from the factory one, and about 5 watts I'm putting out, so like you said, it's not too bad being up here at 5,000 feet. You know, the signal goes out pretty clearly.
Yeah, I think I was on 1 watt. 1 watt was about 100 times more power than I needed talking to the repeater on my handheld. I had a little Kenwood D7, and I could talk to anybody I wanted to down in here. And I even switched over to 5.2 and 5.8, and I made some contacts without going through a repeater. And they sounded just as good, if not better, than the repeater. So, yeah, that's an ideal spot. If you're ham, that would be a great place to live, if you know, being a ham radio operator.
KO4, Uniform X-Ray. This is KO4, WWC.
Go ahead, Chandler.
Hey, let me ask you something. So, when you're up 5,000 feet, topographically, that's going to be good for signal, right?
Yeah, topographically, I mean, you have a good position for a signal up there on Mount Pisgah. It'll probably be even better because there's different radio antennas and TV antennas up there as well.
Man, so you live in the mountains, am I right?
Employee housing through the Pisgah, and I do dishes for the and I'm on my day off today. We just decided to see who was out there on the different nets and the different frequencies.
Feel free to join us on the 9 o'clock net tonight, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Over.
Is that going to be on this frequency or a different one?
On this frequency.
I will definitely tune in for the net tonight, my partner and I.
All right. KO4 WWZ for station ID with KO4 or Kilo Echo 4, Uniform X-ray and Whiskey 4, Jump Up Joint Whiskey. Glad to have you guys here.
Hey, Chandler, just for your log, Joe's call is Kilo Echo Zero, not Kilo Echo 4. It's Kilo Echo Zero, uniform X-ray. Just make sure you get it right in your log. W4DJW.
Roger that. Thank you.
No problem. And good to meet you, Joe. My name's Dave, and my call again is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. Look forward to hearing you on our net tonight on this frequency at 9 o'clock. We're here 365 days a year. And good talking to you, and sorry I didn't see you up there. But if you see two guys backpacking, you never know, they might be ham radio operators as well. Anyway, take care. Have a good one. KE0UUX, W4DJW. I'm going to be clear.
You too as well, Dave. Yeah, and we won't be strangers next time. Look forward to talking with you on the net this evening.
Kilo Echo Zero UUX. Can I get your name again, please, sir?
Yeah, that's Joe, J-O.
For that, Mr. Joe. Very nice meeting you. Do you have to go, or do you want to stay and have tea for a little bit?
No, hurry now.
4OLK listening.
This is KO4WWZ. KE0UUX, if you have an email, can you email me at KO4WWZ at gmail.com?
Yeah, I acknowledge. Let me get a piece of paper here and I can write that down. You want to go ahead and repeat that again for me, please?
My email is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu KO4WWZ at gmail.com.
Yeah, just one more time, please. Just a little bit slower. Thank you.
I say again, Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu at gmail.com KO4WWZ at gmail.com. Over. QSL.
Acknowledged. Yep. I will email you there in a second. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be on the side listening.
KE0UUX. I'm clear from the station.
TFW Mobile.
4 TFW. KO4WWZ. Good afternoon.
Chandler, how was your day?
Not bad at all. How about yours?
It went by pretty quick for me.
There you go.
More to call it a week.
More to call it a week.
Good Friday.
Can you repeat that?
Be off on Friday for Good Friday to Friday before Easter.
I'm working on Friday, but I'm off all next week. So maybe I could come up and visit your ham shack if you didn't mind.
Let me do that. I live over in Greer.
That's a little far.
That sounds closer than it is, doesn't it?
Sure. No doubt. What's your agenda for this weekend?
Wife is off on Friday. I think we're going to be putting up a gutter on our roof that's over our deck, and then probably doing that. And then she's got to work on Saturday and Sunday. Then for me, it's probably just working out in the yard a little bit, doing some grass cutting.
For that.
Seems a little bit heavy over here. How about over where you're at?
Yes. I'm heading across 123, that's why I haven't been talking much.
Pay attention, and that I do that quite often myself.
So you can hear it all today? KO4HKH?
since this morning, but I this is the first I've been on the radio since this morning. I can't get on the radio while I'm at work.
In the chemical plant, don't you?
Yep, roger that.
Y'all use good radios at the work, though. I know that because you told me you guys use Motorola's.
Motorola's, and they're, I guess they're about $1,000 HT and that, but they have another company program them to our frequencies, and it's got special batteries and that, so it can't, you know, start a fire or catch a spark or anything.